Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And today I'm talking to Lisa Tyson. She's the director of the Long Island Coalition, Progressive Coalition, right?
Yep.
I said it right.
Yes, you did.
Lisa, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about when I called you was I've been reading about corruption, and you wrote a piece in the op-ed page treatment. So they obviously think a lot of what you say, and you apparently can write too. But one of the things about government is it's like a cancer when you have corruption. What are some of the things that you found most recently?
Well, I mean, if you talk to anyone across the country, right now Long Island is ground zero on corruption. The stuff that is coming out about Senator Skelos, the wiretaps, if you listen to them, it's like watching a movie. What he has done with his son and with, you know, many other elected officials, it seems, is just outrageous that this is done in our tax dollars. And basically, I mean, he has been screwing all of us to help himself and his pocket.
Now, how deep is this? I mean, we know that this particular case is pretty blatant, apparently.
Very, yes. But it goes very deep because the people have been watching it happening that he works with, and they haven't said anything.
So, in other words, the people around him may not be corrupt, but they're collaborative.
Yes, even with Mangano. I mean, Mangano's top guy testified and took immunity.
Yeah.
And he's being investigated. Mangano's being investigated. I mean, the amount of investigations that are happening right now are incredible. It's really scary to think these are the people that our leaders are and that we have some sort of trust in them. Even Senator Hannon. You know, we did an event outside of his office the other day asking him to step down from the Senate or step down from the law firm. You can't do both jobs because either he's representing the people from his law firm and he's shown where he's gotten grants from them through the state. You know, he says, oh, I don't talk to anyone about the state politics, and that's incorrect. And that's what we found with Skelos as well. If you work for a law firm, how can you still be a senator?
It makes us stretch our imagination to think that you don't have an influence on one thing does not have an influence on the other.
Exactly. And now we've been proven there is an influence. And over again, we're seeing it little by little. And basically, our system's broken. And we really need a whole package on corruption in New York State to fix this.
One of the
this.
Things that I've been a big advocate for is campaign finance reform.
Exactly.
And term limits.
Yep.
Now, would those two things solve this kind of a problem
in
Skelos?
Publicly financed elections really will make a huge difference, and we've seen that in other states because candidates are not constantly raising money. I mean, the minute someone wins their election, they're doing their next fundraiser because they know they have to create a war chest so in the future they can protect themselves and keep their job forever, which is the issue of term limits that you're bringing up. I don't really have a personal position on term limits. Are they good? Are they bad? I mean, we wouldn't have someone who's been in the system for 30 years constantly, you know, growing power. But when it comes down to it, publicly financed elections, and they actually do not cost a lot of money. But what they do is they allow for the elected official to actually focus on their job.
It'd be a lot cheaper.
It would be a lot cheaper. We're talking a couple of dollars per person per year in the whole state to actually run the system. A couple of dollars. It's $40 million in New York State to run a system. It's very cheap. When you think about the money alone that these wrong contracts...
Well, I want to put another slant on that. If we don't have finance reform and we have the major interest funding these things, they create systems that cost us more money on the other end.
Exactly.
For example.
Exactly.
Pharmaceuticals.
I was going to bring up that industry. That's it. Why didn't we have bulk purchasing power all these years? Why didn't we? It's because the pharmaceutical industry poured money into our elected officials, like Senator Hannon, into his pocket, and every year he stopped us from having bulk purchasing. It's common sense to buy in bulk. You go to BJ's and Costco, you do it. It just makes sense. And we never did it, and that's the reason why, is because of campaign contributions.
But what's the rationale for not doing it?
There is no rationale.
What was the rationale that they give you?
Well, you know, it's going to hurt people, but they couldn't actually describe what that meant. And or it could be, oh, my political ideology doesn't believe in that. You know, it's against my conservatism. My Republican base doesn't support it. We heard that all the time.
But that's counter to the conservative idea of open and free enterprise.
And efficiency. Right? Yeah. We want efficiency.
I like conservatives because they have the right idea on certain things.
Conservatives and progressives actually agree upon more than they disagree. I think it's the role of government ultimately, though, you know, which is our big hurdle, you know, and a few other hot button issues like abortion. But for the most part, I think we all want efficient government that runs well, that has, you know, the right people in it who are doing their jobs every day, working hard. That's what we all support.
When the when that commission was working on corruption on the state level, and Cuomo put a kibosh on it.
Right. On his
own committee. There are those people, and I think I've heard this more recently, is that he didn't want that to go further because it was climbing up his own stairway.
Yeah, I mean, he has raised so much money. Look at Rebney, the real estate lobbyist. I mean, where have they put their money? They put their money into Cuomo. I mean, funny thing is, the reason that Cuomo created the commission is because he was not able to pass publicly financed elections, which he promised he would. So his alternative, our you know, next thing that we got was this commission. For us, this commission has led to so much information, and the federal government has had to get involved because we can't trust our own people in New York State to make sure that justice is being served.
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? We have to do publicly financed elections. We have to have a corruption policy.
But we need a champion for that.
We do.
And who is it?
Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general. He has a corruption package. You know, I was at an event for him many months ago. It's an excellent package. One thing that it does is it actually makes it so you can't have a second job as an elected official, as a senator or assembly person. That is probably the toughest piece that he's going to have in getting this package done. But there are so many different things. First of all, why should you continue to get a pension after you have stolen and been convicted of corruption, which is the day after Assemblyman Shelley Silver, after he was sentenced, he applied for his pension. How could you get that pension? And to think that, you know, these years...
Is he going to get it?
He's going to get it because unless they do a retroactive, once they pass legislation, if they make it so that as a clawback. But they have not been able to pass one real corruption alternative and option since all of this stuff has been coming out, which is really disgusting.
Here's what I don't understand as far as a clawback is concerned. If you made a lot of money on something that you were convicted of doing something wrong, why should you have that money?
Of course. It's common sense.
So even if they give him his pension, why don't they take the $4 million?
They should. And that's what the corruption package looks into. So you are able to do that. But at this point, there is no legislation that does that. The Assembly and the Senate has yet to pass anything. The Assembly had some stuff. The Senate has not moved. You know, they need, because they've been, because Skelos has been in charge. So, of course, he hasn't let anything go through the Senate, which would actually hurt himself. Well, now he's gone. Now it's Senator Flanagan's job. It's his job to really make sure.
Do you have any confidence in Mr. Flanagan?
I do.
You do?
I do. I'm a hopeful person. He has not, you know, overall.
He hasn't done anything bad yet.
Yet. I don't know. We don't know that, right? But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It is his time now to make a change for the future. He can prove to us that it's not the shenanigans that we've been seeing from Dean Skelos and his predecessor, right? Bruno, who also was one of our charges.
I don't have that same level of confidence.
In order to do this job, I have to believe in good, and I can't be so skeptical. So I'm going to
believe
that.
I would like to press him on that.
Please do. Please call him. I mean,
I would put him on the show and press him hard.
You should, because there are so many issues that the Senate Republicans have been blocking. You know,
I don't think he'd come on my show, but that's beside the point. He might.
You never know. It's worth a try, right?
He did come to Limba once.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at Limba, I'm pussycat. I don't really go after people. I kind of invite him in and see.
He has a huge amount of things that Dean Skelos has stopped from getting passed in the Senate. It is his opportunity now to actually move these things forward and to sit so people understand it's not the same old party. It's not the same old corruption and people, you know, campaign contributions determining what's going to happen with this party.
I think term limits are important, too. I'll go into that a little bit later when we get back. We're going to be taking a short break in a moment. But is there another question you'd like to frame for the next segment?
Well, is it possible for Democrats to win some seats on Long Island? I mean, let's talk about elections, because
I feel that I don't care what they are. Do the right thing.
Right, and good people.
Yes.
Exactly.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio, and I'm talking to Lisa Tyson. She's the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition. Thank you.